Billy Bragg, and greetings to the new brunette. Sir David Tennant, the complete works of Shakespeare is yours.
Right.
Have you read the complete works of Shakespeare?
Do you know, there's probably a couple I haven't read.
Right, well,
so that's good.
That's good. The Bible also.
Uh-huh.
And you can take along your own book. What will your book be?
This is difficult. But I'm not a great rereader of stuff.
Right.
So I figure I should take something that I've not read and frankly will never read unless I've got an absolute enforced exile. So I'm going to go for Proust, A la recherche de temps perdu, because it's like a gazillion pages long.
Ambitious.
I'm never going to read it unless I'm trapped on a desert island. And then I can be one of the few people who's got through it and I can come back feeling quite smug.
You will. And your luxury too.
Well, what I would like, if I'm allowed, is some kind of solar-powered DVD player system with the complete West Wing on it.
Oh, yes, you can.
Is that possible?
That's absolutely possible.
I have the 7 series of the West Wing, because it's, after Doctor Who, it's probably the best television there's ever been, and there's lots of it again, so that'll use up lots of hours.
Okay, it's yours. And if you had to choose just one disc, which one would it be?
It's almost cruel to ask me that.
Sorry.
I really want them all, but right now, because I'm feeling sentimental, I'm going to slightly surprise myself. I'm going to take a Tim Minchin.
It's yours.
Didn't think I'd say that.
Neither did I.
No.
David Tennant, thank you very much for letting us hear your Desert Island Discs.
It's a proper honour, thank you.